You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
I'm going to show you how to turn a house into a $15 million multifamily real estate portfolio tax-free.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
You see, most people think wealth is complicated, that it's much harder. Like, you need an Einstein-level IQ. That's a lie. Wealth is a result, and results follow rules. Daniel Priestley said it best. Income follows assets. Read that again. Tattoo it in your mind. Income follows assets. If you don't like your income, stop asking, how do I make more money? Start asking, what assets do I have that income is following? And for some of you, right now, you are the only asset, which means your income is tied to your hours, your energy, and your calories. But what if I told you there's a legal way to buy real estate for the rest of your life and never pay a single dollar in capital gains taxes, ever? This is the best principle to make sure you make millions because, again, income follows assets. Who am I to say this? I'm Pommy Kitty, and together with my sister Nancy, we don't just talk the principle that income follows assets. We live it. We built our lives around it. Over the last 6+ years, we've scaled a $400 million multifamily real estate portfolio by applying proven principles that wealthy people have used for generations and showing others how to do the same. But here's the thing. We didn't build this portfolio by buying and holding. We built it by buying, growing, and trading up. And Trump's big, beautiful bill just made these principles not only permanent, but more powerful than it ever been. So in the next few minutes, we're going to show the exact system to keep acquiring bigger and better properties without ever writing a check to the IRS. Let me show you a little known cheat code hidden inside the world's most misunderstood board game, Monopoly. We all know the classic moves, buy Baltic Avenue, collect a bit of rent, maybe lose a friendship or two over Park Place. But what if Monopoly had a secret rule known only to a select few, where every time you want to trade up, you could do so without ever handing a penny over to the tax man? Imagine this, you start with Baltic Avenue, $60. It appreciates, as these things sometimes magically do, to $200. Now, most people would think, brilliant, time to sell. Pay the tax man and pocket the rest. But the secret players, they don't sell. They simply trade Baltic for St. Charles Place. No taxes, no fuss, no IRS ogre hidden under the board. It's as if Monopoly had a get out of tax free card, except it's unlimited use. And this works in the real world as well. But most real estate investors don't understand this. They think they have to pay taxes every time they sell. So they either never sell and stay stuck with small properties, or they sell and lose anywhere between 25 to 40% of their profits to taxes. What I'm sharing with you is all possible because of provision section 1031 of the U.S. Internal Revenue Code, which spells out the rules for tax-deferred swaps of investments or business real estate, also known as the 1031 exchange. This isn't some sneaky accountant's loophole. This is the government, in a rare show of generosity, actually encouraging you to keep trading up in real estate without paying taxes, as long as you follow their unique set of rules. Here's how you keep rolling the dice and never landing on pay taxes. Like-kind rule. Now, don't be fooled by the name. Like-kind doesn't mean you have to swap a house for a house or an apartment for an apartment. The IRS is far more flexible and, dare I say, imaginative than that. You can exchange different types of real estate properties so as long as they're both held for investment or business. To illustrate this, a good friend of ours recently traded a $4 million single-family rental in an affluent Los Angeles suburb for a portfolio of gas stations in Houston valued at over $8 million. From the Sun Soul cul-de-sac to Lone Star Petrol Empire, all within the same 1031 like-kind rule. It's not just possible, it's positively encouraged. Trade up, not down. The next property must be worth at least as much as the one you're leaving behind. The government wants to see you climb the escalator of ambition, not dwindle on the lower rungs. Deadlines with teeth. You get 45 days to identify the next cash and a total of 180 days to close the deal. It's definitely a test of decisiveness. Hesitate and the magic vanishes. Hands off the loot. The proceeds can't touch your bank account, not even for a hot second. Instead, a mysterious figure called the qualified intermediary babysits your cash until you're ready to pounce on your next deal. It's almost too good to be true, and yet it's very real. But before you start plotting your property empire, a quick word on what actually qualifies. 1031 exchanges are only available for people who have direct ownership in real estate. So if you own a building, a land, or even a single family rental in your name or through your entity, you're in a business. In some cases, multifamily syndication can qualify if your deal is structured the right way. But this is an exception, not the rule, and very deal specific. But if you're holding shares in a REIT or a Click Investment Now on a crowdfunding site, you're out of luck. The IRS has no intention of letting you roll gains from financial products the same way they do for good old-fashioned brick and mortars. Let me show you exactly how this works with real numbers, because this is where it gets exciting. Let's say you bought a single-family rental 10 years ago, and it was $200,000. Now today, it's worth $500,000. That's $300,000 in equity, or to put it another way, $300,000 in capital gains. If you sell it the traditional way, you'll pay 15% to 20%+ in federal capital gains taxes, plus state taxes, so plus that 25% depreciation recapture. You're looking at anywhere between $80,000 to $120,000 in taxes. Gone. Finito. Forever. But watch what happens with a 1031 exchange. You sell that $500,000 property, but instead of taking the cash, you immediately roll all $500,000 into a $2 million apartment building using 75% financing. Now, instead of owning that single family rental that's probably generating $200,000 a month in rent, you now own a 20-unit apartment building that generates $20,000 a month in rent. You just 10x your cash flow without paying a penny in taxes. And here's where it gets really exciting, and this is exactly what the big beautiful bill just restored. The $2 million apartment building with a cost segregation study, typically around 20 to 35% of the purchase price, can be reclassified as short life assets. Things like appliances, parking lots, landscaping, which you can write off in year one with 100% bonus depreciation. So in a typical market, that's anywhere between $400,000 to $700,000 you can deduct right away. And here's the catch. If you're investing in a market where land value is sky high, think anywhere like Los Angeles or Manhattan, a big portion of your purchase goes to land, which can't be depreciated at all. The higher land value, the less the purchase price you can write off. So if you want to maximize your bonus depreciation, look for properties in markets where more of the value is in the building and improvements, not just the dirt. Let's do the math. So say it's $600,000 deducted in year one. If you're in a 35% tax bracket, that's $210,000 in tax savings. In effect, you just got paid $210,000 to buy a cash flowing asset. Now, here's where most people get confused. They say, but what happens if I sell this building? Don't I have to pay back all the depreciation in recapture? Wrong question. The right one is, how do I avoid paying back the depreciation recapture? When you layer the next step onto the foundation of 1031 exchanges, that's where things go from impressive to exponential. Over time, this creates a snowball effect where your portfolio doesn't just add up, it multiplies, accelerating your wealth at a pace that's virtually impossible to match with any other strategy. That's how investors go from a single property to a real estate empire in record time without ever paying taxes. Okay, picture this. Your property is like a magical apple tree. You plant it once, nurture it, and here's the best part. You never have to chop it down to enjoy the rewards. Instead of a single harvest, this tree keeps producing fresh apples, season after season, year after year. Every time you need more fruit, you simply pick another basket and let the tree keep growing. That's the essence of the infinite returns loop. Once you use your 1031 exchanges to trade up and find land the property you want to hold for the long haul, a trophy A-class multifamily built in the mid-2000s or newer, for example, you unlock the most powerful wealth-building phrase, the infinite returns loop. Here's how it works. As your property appreciates, thanks to rent increases, upgrades, and overall market growth, your equity inside your asset grows right along with it. But instead of just letting the equity sit there, you use cash out refinancing to harvest a portion of it in the form of tax-free cash. It's not income, so you pay no capital gains tax and no income taxes. The IRS is happy to let you borrow against your own equity all day long. And the best part, while your net worth keeps climbing, you're not the one on the hook for paying down those mortgages. It's your tenants who cover the monthly payments, both principal and interest. Every single rent check they write helps chip away at your loan balance, steadily increasing your equity, essentially growing your share of the apple
Apple Tree while you sleep. And yes, you can absolutely refinance a property you acquire through a 1031 exchange. The IRS care about the like-kind swap when you sell, not about you refinancing and unlocking equity while you hold. So just like picking another basket of apples each season, you can keep tapping into your growing equity without ever having to chop down, sell the tree. Let's look at how this works in practice, step by step, so you can see the sheer power of this principle in action. Remember, we started out with a $200,000 single family property in this example, and you held it for 10 years, and the value climbed to $500,000. You then used the 1031 exchange to roll those gains into a $2 million apartment building. Over time, you kept trading up and eventually taking the profits from the initial 1031 exchange and rolling it into an $8 million Class A multifamily property. Here's what happens. Year one, you acquire the $8 million Class A multifamily property. By year five, the property's value climbs to $9.5 million. You refinance it and pull out $900,000 tax-free. By year 10, the property is now worth $11 million. Another refinance pulls out $1.1 million tax-free in your pocket. Year 15, the value hits $13 million. And of course, you take out another $1.3 million tax-free. By year 20, the property is now worth $15 million. One more refinance and you pocket $1.5 million. And of course, again, tax-free. So let's total all that up. Over 20 years, you've harvested a staggering $4.8 million in tax-free cash from refinancing alone without ever having to sell the property. But that's not all. Obviously, while you're pulling out this equity, your property is also producing consistent growing net cash flow year after year. Money you keep after all expenses, mortgages are paid. It may start out around $57,000 annually and rising over time. You'd collect an additional $1 to $1.2 million in total net cash flow over the two decades. When you add all that up, that single investment principle has produced nearly $6 million or more in total wealth, and you never had to sell your property or pay capital gains taxes on the vast majority of this profit because most of the value was unlocked through the tax-free cash-out refinancing. And to think, it all started with a humble $200,000 property. Proof that even the simplest beginning can grow into a real estate empire. That's the true power of combining 1031 exchanges, the infinite returns loop, and smart long-term holding. You're not growing wealth, you're multiplying it, and turning one small investment into a legacy-level fortune. All along your tenant, pay down your loan, and the property income keeps rising, season after season, year after year. I bet so far every real estate investor is probably leading in close just because of how excited they are with the real possibilities that are not only massive, but also doable. That's the key. These steps aren't as hard as building semiconductor chips or trying to land a SpaceX rocket on a bullseye in the middle of the ocean. This is tangible action and truly within reach for anyone willing to follow the playbook. The best part, thanks to the big, beautiful bill, these principles are now permanent and reliable for decades to come. Now, here's the final yet most important step. Building wealth for yourself is, of course, a huge accomplishment. But for most of us, it's just a starting point. The real magic happens when you turn all the years of effort into true generational wealth. This is how you hand your property to your heirs without burying them in pile of taxes. So your portfolio keeps growing untouched by the IRS and your legacy continue for generations to come. Before we get to this last principle, let's be honest. Inheritance taxes is one of the most frustrating and frankly unjust part of our entire tax system. Imagine spending a lifetime building wealth, already paying income taxes, capital gains, property taxes, and more, only for your heirs to face another massive tax bill when you're gone. It's like running a marathon and just before the finish line, being told you have to carry a backpack full of rocks the rest of the way. Here's how rough it can get. In the United States, the federal estate tax rate can reach 4% on everything above the exemption limit. And that's before you even get to the state inheritance or state taxes, which can add another 10 to 20% depending on where you live. Historically, this means that millions, sometimes nearly half of a family's hard-earned wealth could evaporate in a single generation, simply because the tax levied at the moment of transfer. To put this in perspective, according to the IRS, American heirs pay over $18 billion in estate taxes per year. And families who own businesses, farms, or invest in properties just to pay the government their share. Decades of careful savings, wise investments, entrepreneurial risk-taking can be wiped out all because of taxes on money that was, in most cases, already taxed once before. It's no wonder so many people see inheritance taxes as an outright injustice. While we may wish that this tax will be abolished entirely, that's not today's reality. And that's exactly why the Big Beautiful Bill's $15 million exemption is so critical. It gives you and your family a rare chance to step out of that exhausting, unfair cycle. Thus, this brings us to our final principle. This is the one that lets your wealth move safely from one generation without your heirs having to sacrifice or sell off what you work so hard to build. In our example, it means that once your heirs inherit your property, they can do so without being crushed with the burden of figuring out how to pay the tax bill that could force them to let go of your legacy. This is the kind of peace of mind every parent hopes to give, a final loving gift to the next generation. It's a chance for your kids or grandkids to start a life on solid ground, to build on what you've created, and to know how you protected them even when you're no longer here. And honestly, there's nothing more powerful than that. When you step back and look at the full picture, it's almost hard to believe how powerful and straightforward these principles are. By simply following the rules, using 1031 exchanges to keep trading up, tapping into the infinite returns loop with smart refinancing, and finally protecting your legacy with the new estate tax exemption, you leverage every advantage that the system offers. You've taken a single $200,000 property and turned it into a $15 million income-generating machine, ready to support your family for generations to come. Think about it for a second. That's a 75x multiple on your original investment, turning a modest beginning into a legacy-level fortune, all without ever getting crushed by taxes. You didn't need to invest in a tech startup. You just needed to follow a simple, repeatable playbook, one that anyone can follow. This, hands down, is the best and simplest way to build generational wealth in America. Acquiring properties the right way, letting your equity compound, and making sure that what you build isn't lost to the IRS at the finish line. With this approach, you're not just building wealth. You're creating a legacy that will outlast you, providing opportunity and peace of mind for those you love for decades and generations to come. Guys, and all this is incredibly straightforward, unless you stumble into a few critical mistakes that can sink your wealth before it even takes off.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.